And now, your host for this evening, Goober McCashington, Jens Friends, and Morley and Steinford.
Let's dive right into the first award of the night. The most memorable performance of Aunt Petunia's dinner party last Friday evening. And the nominees are... Champagne.
Hi. I'm the life of any party, and last Friday was no exception. Especially when I came squirting out of Uncle Jack's nose after he bursted into laughter when Mashed P did his thing. And I became an inebriated drunken mist that blew out all the candles.
Mashed potatoes!
Well, there I was, all steaming comfortably in my bowl, when young Master William,
that's me,
as I was saying, a spoonful of me ended up in young William's hands, and in an instant, I was flung across the room, and with an awful splat, smacking her square in the shiny forehead, coating her long spindly eyelashes and blue wispy hair.
Aunt Petunia's bloomers!
Oh, let me tell about this. So after Mashed Potatoes whopped her in the forehead, she let out a snort and began to fall over backwards, her feet popping straight up towards the ceiling with her billowing blue bloomers. The last thing we seen is the light flickered out. And then...
as the candles were flickering out from the laughter-induced champagne mist and she was falling backwards... Aunt Petunia broke wind in the most reverberating and spectacular fashion, knocking everyone to the ground, rolling in laughter and holding their nose.
Then the butler said,
"Allow me to relight the candles."
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Fire Marshal Sterling here, reminding you to smell and tell. Sniff around. If you smell gas, tell someone. It could be a gas leak and explode, so smell and tell.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program in progress.
And that's all. Congrats to our winner. Great speech. We'll see you next year. Good night, America.
Thanks for coming, everybody.